Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Desperate House Witches. I'm Dorian Wallace, joined as always by my lovely sister Rena Starr.
hey, bitches. What's going on? Happy fucking Friday. Yay. Oh, I cursed
you
for giving the disclaimer. I you know, I totally blew that one. Go ahead and I said blow. Anyway.
Yeah, you did say blow.
I did. Give your shout out, and I'll disclaim it, and there we go.
All right, Jess, if you're listening, I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. Miss you, Jess.
Aww.
All right, disclaimer. I know I miss her. I do.
I know. All right, I'm going to disclaim things, or proclaim them. I'm actually not sure anymore because it's been such a okay, let me just do this. Good evening.
Yeah.
If this is your first time listening to the show, we are not a G, PG, or even an R-rated show. We'd be lucky if we could get an X, but I don't really care. So if you have anybody who is offended by crude language and topic, you might want to get them out of the room in the next second and a half. Oops, too late. There you go. Okay. So, you know how over the past month or so, 2 months, thereabouts, it's been crazy, stressful, me feeling teary-eyed all the time, and sad, and overwhelmed by changes that I don't understand going on with other people, and, you know, all this fucking craziness that I go through, right? And other people have been going through it, too. Okay, so I don't know why, but somewhere between the last 36 and 24 hours, I don't know if a switch went off in my head. I don't know what the story actually is. But I feel better, and I stopped giving a shit about a lot of things. Kind of like when you're driving through fog and it starts to lift. And it's like, oh, I can see better now. It's not perfect yet, but I can see better. That's kind of what I'm going through. So I'm really happy that that's happening. Since last time we talked to everybody, let's see, Lauren Bacall died. Robin Williams died. Well, he hung himself. That's still dead. Okay. What else? Who else died? Lots of other people died. Like all of a sudden, whoosh, lots of deaths.
Yeah, actually, I went grocery shopping today, and I hadn't seen my little meat market boyfriend, the one who always gives me, like, extra fish and extra meat. Love him to death. Sweet kid. But, yeah, he just recently had a family member pass away. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Anyway, there's a lot of that. That shit's been, like, really prevalent lately. Everybody's got something happening that's kind of falling away. And, you know, I don't know if it's really just the social media so I'll notice it more. It's not like people were not dying previous to this. I'm just saying. But
no,
I just noticed everything more.
Yeah, but this year in particular has been – I mean, really bad for it. And I've noticed, you know, going back to the synchronicity thing, you know, like if I wake up and I'm tired, and I think you and I were talking about this yesterday, you know, it was just really, really sleepy. And I'll notice like 20 people are like, oh, my God, why can't I wake up? Oh, my God, I need coffee. And, you know, and I'll go out of the house and I'll go to the store and people are yawning left and right. You know, it's almost like we're kind of becoming in tune with each other. It's, I don't know, it's strange.
I have not noticed any of that. Okay. Not like that.
Maybe it's just
not
me.
Well, I don't get to go to the store much. I mean, honestly,
yeah, that's true.
I'm either in the country working or I'm in the city working. Although there is an exception this weekend, we are going to have a visit from our very own Jenny D.
Woo!
Yay. And
hey, Jenny.
In addition to that, I have to give you a shout out, my lovely sister, because Sunday is your birthday.
Yes, it is. I'm going to be 25.
On which leg, my dear?
My driver's license.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we've already told people. I think people already know how old we are, so I don't think we're fooling anybody. But okay. If it makes you feel better.
Yeah, there you go. Well, thank you.
All right. Okay. So we're going to be partying with Miss Jenny D tomorrow and her family, so I'm pretty excited.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm saying. So anyway, I don't know if everyone has noticed. Actually, you have to notice because you'd have to have lived under a rock for the last month if you didn't notice. But everybody is doing this ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. People are dumping ice water on each other and calling each other out to do the same thing and videotape it. And, of course, most companies are doing this thing. And I have to tell you, some of the interesting sides of the more stiffer personalities at work are coming out because I had one guy, there's this one executive that everybody's like, oh, you know, he's so uptight, he's all this and that. This guy, not only did he take the challenge, he took his shirt off, and I was like, look at the beefcake on him. I know, he was sporting a six-pack, and I was like, not that old man, all right. Anyway, so the challenge, you know, and normally it's somebody dumping a bucket of just really cold water. Okay, the guys were doing primarily cold water with a little bit of ice. One of the execs at my branch kind of started the ball rolling, and it was really cool to see like all these people just kind of get, you know, soaked a little bit. So today, it was my boss's turn to go through this challenge. Okay, now, picture, if you will, that my boss is a tiny little person, very slender, very short, very, you know, she's tough as nails, though. She's a real ball buster. I love her. Anyway, so, you know, being like 5'2" that she is and having guys that are well over 6 feet tall, it wasn't difficult to find somebody taller than her. We made her sit down. Let me tell you how badass this bitch is. First of all, they pulled out a 25-gallon bucket.
Oh, my God.
And they filled it three-quarters full of ice. You know the little ice cubes that come from the machine? Little ice cubes. Yeah. So they three-quarters of the way full of ice cubes and just the other quarter of it full of water. And not only did this big, burly dude pour it on her, he poured it on her slow. I mean, it was like I'm standing there because normally people just dump it and you're done. Oh, no. She needed to show how tough she was, and he slowly poured it over her head. And I'm telling you, every bit of ice hit her little noggin. And I actually started to worry for my girl. I'm like, damn, that's some fucked up shit that they're doing to my girl. Because you know how much I love my boss. I talk about how much I love my boss all the time. But let me tell you what, she comes walking back through, stops by my office. I open the door, and I said, can I just tell you, you are the baddest motherfucking bitch in the land. And I high-fived her, and she started to laugh. For that tiny little, they almost drowned her. I mean, seriously, there was that much water, and they were doing it that slowly, and it was amazing. She is tougher than 20 men. I am so proud of her. But my girl didn't understand the rules really well. So instead of calling out another branch, she called out some of our own people, which unfortunately this has now set a bad precedent because she called out the guys, and the guys were like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Maybe you see who I call out. Three guys, right, that I work with, each and every one of them. So guess whose happy ass is going to be on the chopping block this week?
You.
I am just waiting. Because you have to be a good sport about it. You got to do it. Because if you do it, the person that challenges you has to pay to ALS and make a donation. I'm going to be issuing some throwdown myself, so I'm just saying. If it happens, there will be a video of me getting myself dumped. For real. And probably.
Oh, my God.
But that's okay. That's okay, because I'll do it. It's for charity, so I'm good with it. But, you know, normally everybody's like, oh, my God, it's another video of this bullshit. Because it seems like everybody's doing it. Even George Takei called out Ian McClellan, and Ian McClellan's calling out this one and that one. All these people are calling each other out. It's hilarious. I think I may have to call out some motherfucking witches to do this shit. And I got some names in mind. So you and I are going to have a little powwow tomorrow about who we're, because my sister and I, we will donate to ALS.
Oh, hell yeah.
But we're going to be very selective about who we call out. So you stay tuned for that. Speaking of staying tuned. Yeah, because listen, bitch, if I have to have ice on my head, I ain't going alone. Oh, no. I'm bringing all you motherfuckers with me. I'm just going to tell you. You're all coming along. So anyway, yeah, you too. You too, little girl.
I know. See, I thought I had gone under the fucking radar.
Okay, so last week we talked about a contest that we wanted somebody to come up with.
Yeah,
a drinking game. We wanted one of you guys to create a drinking game, and no one's really come up with one yet. So I'm still waiting. The offer is still good. If you come up with something that's really usable as a drinking game, I will send you a prize. It's still an open field. We really haven't gotten any great submissions, so think about it. Because I want my own fucking drinking game. I just do.
I know. And it's like I really haven't had time to like sit down and think of anything myself.
You're not getting the prize, bitch. It ain't for you.
Oh, I know.
Listen.
See, I've already got the prize. I've got a great big sister. So there.
Aw, you're so cute and so full of shit. Oh, anyway, I know. Well, the truth is the truth. Okay, so I am ready. Let me tell you something. I have been waiting to talk to Dorothy Morrison. It feels like forever. I have a pen ready. I never have a pen ready when she's on the air because, you know, if you've listened to her on our show before, you know I always learn something from this woman. So this time, I am prepared, Dorian. I am holding my pen, my green magic pen. So I am
awesome.
I am ready. And, you know, I have to tell you, I have been using my oils faithfully, and that shit works.
That works.
Uh-huh. What are you using? Are you using Fast Cash?
I honestly, I I have like almost all the sprays. I think I'm missing one spray. I have all the sprays that she did from her specials. I have almost every single oil. And I slap almost every single one on every morning before I get dressed. I take my pajamas off. I do my oils and my ritual, even though I specifically bought a poison ring, and I have a piece of white cloth that I have soaked in every single oil. You know, I've got a drop, at least one drop of every single oil that I have from her, aside from the Bitch Be Gone.
Yeah.
And it's on that fabric, and it's in my ring. Yeah, but I still, oh, my God. Yes, I feel better. I walk straighter. I'm like, hell yeah, kicking ass, taking names, not taking any shit.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
I've noticed a difference in the way people treat me. You know, it's like, you know, I get more smiles. I don't get as many scowls. I don't get, you know, like people coming up and telling me their sob stories. I don't have that anymore, which, you know, I understand people have sob stories, but, you know, it's like, lady, I don't know you. Why are you telling me this?
You're not a shit magnet anymore, which is a great thing.
Exactly. I love it. I love it.
I know. Well, I use on every third, well, first of all, I carry a travel set of oils with me because I do so much traveling and I don't want to leave a lot of stuff at home. But unfortunately, because I have so many of her oils and some of them I even have backup supplies, so I have multiple bottles, which is a very good thing to do. So I have my set at home in case something happens to me on the road or something gets broken, and with this fucking crazy hot-ass weather, you know, in case something shatters or breaks, although I've never had it happen with these items. It's happened with stuff many years ago from other people, but, you know, I just like to have extra. I've got this thing about having enough. But I travel specifically with a set of four oils in its own special case, and then I have my on-the-go ones. I have my cash flow on-the-go. I have my Lucky Mojo on-the-go, and I have my badass on-the-go.
That's awesome.
Every Thursday morning, I am feeding my little gree-gree bag and putting some on my wrist. And it's funny you mentioned the Bitch Be Gone. Well, first of all, if I tried to put on every oil I have, I'd need another hour just to get all the oils out, get them all open, put a dab on, get them all closed. But I travel with Bitch Be Gone, and it's funny you mentioned that you don't use it on yourself. I use it on myself. Let me explain why. Because as we know, Raina has a temper. So to keep my own ass in check, sometimes I will take a little bit of that oil and say, okay, let me keep my shit together and not turn into a complete psycho today. Because enough shit can happen business-wise in one day, and y'all know it's true. Everybody who's ever worked and had a job knows what I'm talking about. There's just some days where all the shit seems to happen at once, and I have a temper. So I put a little Bitch Be Gone sometimes on my own self to just keep myself even. And I will tell you, it works. Everything works. I have not had any severe issues with luck or money or keeping my act together in a real sense since I started employing all that stuff. And I love it. Now, I do get, but, you know, intention is nine-tenths of magic anyway. For me, that's me. But so I can use Bitch Be Gone to get rid of somebody who's just fucking pissing me off, or to get rid of my own bitchiness, or whatever the situation is. It's all in how you apply it, you know? So, yeah, I actually look at you imparting
some knowledge.
Well, you know, I get the knowledge from Dorothy Morrison most of the time. I mean, she's pretty... I'm not kidding. I mean... We love all of our guests, there's no doubt. But the fact of the matter is, there are some guests that every time they show up, I learn something, I have a light bulb moment, and I'm like, oh, get the hell out. Yeah, that makes sense. And the number, my number one information person is Dorothy. So I'm just so happy that she's on tonight. But here's what I travel with, and I love this stuff, because I was having trouble at work with some folks, you know that. And since I did the spell on the chairs like I do, you know, I've stopped having problems out of these. And I carry with me Who's Your Mama, which is a Command and Compelling, which it works. It just shit works. Rich Fish, I act it. Armed Guard, so I'm protected. And the Bitch Be Gone. And the Head Witch. I love me some Head Witch. And then if I'm feeling in a very Age of Aquarius kind of moment where everybody's groovy and I want to be all loving and whatnot, my Endless Love goes with me. So, does it not all smell amazing? I love it. Anyway, so, yeah.
Even my little nephew, the last time I saw him, I had sprayed everything on because, you know the backstory. I had armed myself. And he turns around and he comes over and he just, like, hugs me. And he goes, aww, you smell really nice. I was and just trots off. I was like, thank you. And then even when I went to give my sister-in-law a hug, she goes, oh, my gosh, you do smell nice. I was like, thank you.
Thank you.
So I was like, yeah.
Anyway. did I say that out loud? Oh, shit.
Well,
I just all over myself.
When people are getting misinformation, I can understand why they're mean, you know. We'll
you know what?
Later.
Here's the thing. Sometimes people should just find out their own fucking information instead of assuming that what everybody tells them is correct. Sorry.
Oh, I agree.
I don't give a pass on a lot of shit like that. It's like, you know what? There's hearsay for all kinds of reasons about all kinds of things. If you want to know what's really going on, dig for your own information and don't rely on third-party sources.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Secondhand bullshit is just that.
You betcha. You betcha. Ooh, another Sarah Palin moment. Ugh. Okay.
Yeah, you betcha. Oh, my God. Did you see? There was actually a video of her somewhere. And, you know, I don't know if she was drunk, but she was definitely on something. She was out of it. You know, talking about. Oh, my God, yes. I'll have to find it because, you know, for the most part, I've got some friends who are very political and, you know, it's like I'll see stuff in my feed every once in a while and it's like, okay, I'll bite. What the hell is this? You know, and it was just, oh, my God, that chick is a train wreck as it is, but, oh, God, she was just not making sense.
Huh.
You know, was all over the place. I mean, just, what are you going to do? Like, she couldn't even come up with a fucking insult. It's just stupid.
I don't know anything about this situation. I just disagree with her. I mean, you know.
She annoys me.
That's me. Well, she annoys a lot of people, but a lot of people adore her, too, so. I mean,
yeah.
Listen, I don't envy, you know, knowing some of the backstory of what happened, I really don't envy the position she was put in. And let's face it, everybody, to a certain extent, has a bit of ego or would need to be in any kind of political life. So, I mean, what do you expect? But, yeah, I don't know. I've heard stuff that makes me go, it really kind of, I mean, did I agree with her or like her? No, but I still have some sympathy for her. Nobody's 100% anything, including 100% bad, you know?
Oh, I agree.
So, I don't know. I'm trying to see the bright side of everything, including the things I don't agree with. So I'm trying to be a good person. It doesn't always work. I fall down a lot on that, but I'm trying.
It's like you can only get poked with somebody's stupid stick so many times before you finally bite them, you know?
Oh, God, I had visions of an ex-boyfriend when you said that. Did you really have to go there? Anyway.
I'm sorry.
poked by a stupid stick. Yeah, no, that is not.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Do you want to do a quick poll before? Poll. Do you want to do a quick poll?
I know, actually, you said poll. I'm going to do a quick poll on the stupid stick.
How did I know you were going to go there? Okay.
Because I'm your sister.
I know. Did you shuffle?
Actually, no. Let me pull them out. Actually, I was thinking about using my new one because I just bought the Halloween Oracle on Sunday.
Oh,
yeah.
Hilarious, really?
But I'm like, you know what? I haven't practiced enough with it that I can't, read it from intuition, so I'm going to stick with my regular awesome cards. And those cards are awesome. The Halloween Oracle, I love it. Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah,
the artwork is
fantastic.
I have to tell you, I have so many sets of cards. The last that I actually bought was from Ian Corgan. It was a druid, his newer druid deck, which is really cool. I haven't even used them. I have a Darkana deck, an Osho deck. I have the Hampton Roberts deck. I have all these different decks. And I used to really love collecting them. And now I'm kind of like, okay, that's enough. I still ooh and ah at like all of these other decks and how, oh, look how pretty, and oh, I love that artwork, or oh, I can relate to that, or whatever. But yeah, I stopped collecting them because I just have too many and I don't use them all.
I've got a couple that were gifted to me. What am I pushing on here? There we go. Sorry, I need to clean off my damn desk. I have a couple that were gifted to me, and, I like them, but I never use them, And this one I think I'll use with the cards. I need some practice. So, yeah, I'll bring them with me tomorrow, and I'll give you a reading.
Oh, yay.
Cool.
Love that. Yeah, you won't hear me complain. I'm all about a reading. Hello. All right, I'm ready when
you are.
You know when you are.
Okay. I'm ready.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I'm just going to read these, and whoever it's for, because I am running short of time, I didn't use any foresight. Okay. First card, a defining moment in a relationship. Second card, belief is the doorway to the divine. Third card, finding the right fit. Oh, okay. Fourth card is a gentle approach is needed. Wow. Here's what I'm picking up, and I'll make it as brief as I can. Somebody's involved with somebody who's not on the same path, and it looks like it's been a problem. And it looks like you're getting yourself worked up over something that's not going to change, and you have to make a decision about explaining why this relationship is not working out for you. Be gentle, be as kind as you can, but sometimes it just doesn't work for that reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that's mine. What do you got?
Okay. I pulled five as well. First card, investments can double. Just be careful what you're investing in. Go with your gut on this and listen to your guts, okay? Second card, help those less fortunate. Volunteer work will put you in touch with people that you need to be in touch with, and the person this reading is for will know that. Third card, marriage of an ex-love will annoy and aggravate, not because of jealousy, but just because their partner is so fucking annoying. Everyone but them. So, fourth card, gamble pays off, but don't push your luck. In other words, you know, the three times is enough. And the fifth card, funeral to be attended. This is kind of just a general because there seems to be a lot of that going on lately. So it's not quite at its end. I think possibly by October, this is just my gut feeling that things will lighten up, but we are going to lose quite a few more people in between. This is just the shedding of this world and going on to the next. Yes, it's sad. Yes, you know, it's sadder for us who are left behind. But by the end of October to November and December, people should actually start hearing from people who have, there will be like little signs, and this is, you know, that's why this is all happening before the veil is becoming thin, because there's going to be a lot more messages being received by the end of this year and into the future. So take advantage of this. Don't be scared. People you know. So this is a good thing. But that's my reading.
Okay. That was good.
All
right.
Yeah, it's
so where
just
is,
sad.
Where is my Dorothy?
She's in the queue. Hold on. Let me go
grab
her real quick. Hello.
Hello. I told you I'd be on time tonight.
I love you. I don't remember.
We missed you.
Late.
Oh yes. I was late once. So.
Oh, I. Yeah.
That,
you see how I.
That was.
You see how upset
that
I was and fun. How angry. Oh, terrible.
Yeah. Well.
My Dorothy. How have you been, my love?
Well. I went on vacation that wasn't a vacation. We went for our annual visit to see Mark's mother in Michigan at the family cabin. And it never is really a vacation because somebody's got to work on the cabin.
Oh.
And
oh, my
so,
goodness.
You know, well, you know, the cabin's over 50 years old. And she... You know, so she only goes out there. She actually lives in Vermont, but she goes out there in April and then leaves again in September and then comes back and closes things up around the 1st of October. So, you know, in all fairness, Mark's brothers and sisters had been there before we had, and I think they did the hard work. But, you know, day one, the first full day we were there, we cut and stacked wood.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and then, you know, it was like looking at the deck to see what kind of damage there was and what could be done about it and a lot of measuring and talking. And then we hauled 2x4s in our rental car.
No!
Yes.
Oh, no.
And then there was one day when we wound up shoveling and hauling 75-gallon buckets of pea gravel and spreading it in the driveway.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, in a week or so, I'm going to go, my sister's going to be in New England for a weekend, and I'm going to go visit her and leave the dog and the husband at home, and there won't be any of that hauling and stuff.
There you go.
A vacation from the vacation, it sounds like.
Yeah. So, you know, it's all good. But, my God, by the time I got home, I was exhausted.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
And, you know, I'm not sure I'm not still brain dead, so y'all just have to bear with me. But I want you to remember that brain dead or not, I was on time. So.
Yes, ma'am. You were on time. You are perfect. You are wonderful.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Too.
I appreciate y'all, too. So how are y'all?
You go first.
Well, I thought I was going to avoid that ALS ice bucket challenge. It looks like it's going to happen whether I wanted to or not. So Sis and I are going to plan something, and we'll see what happens with that. But aside from that, it's been really stressful, a couple of months that have just been really kicking my butt. Lots of changes coming out of left field, lots of unexpected things, lots of unexpected public deaths, you know, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But now it seems to be leveling out. So, you know, things seem to be getting back on track, but not completely yet. So I don't know. I feel like I'm in some kind of weird flux right now.
If it makes you feel any better, there are a lot of people that are going through that right now. And, you know, the other thing is there are an awful lot of people that seem to be, a good number of people are second-guessing themselves about things. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, you know, you think long, you think wrong. You always go with your gut reaction. That's why you have gut reactions to things.
Yeah.
If things seem hinky, then they are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but... And I've noticed an awful lot of people are going through this personal insecurity thing right now, too.
Yes, that's me.
Oh,
that's
good, because that's my problem.
Well, you know, I had a very dear friend of mine write me and say that someone was way out of her league.
Wow.
And, you know, and the fact of the matter is nobody is way out of anybody's league because technically we're all kinfolks. We were all birthed from the very first set of human beings. So, you know, nobody is out of anybody's league.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love that.
And, but this is just, a thing with insecurities. And a lot of people seem to be having those right now.
Wow.
So, I'm not sure what's causing it, but... You know, I'm sure that too will pass, but it's just kind of interesting that seems to be, a general note among the human race right now.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Because normally, you know, not for any good reason whatsoever, but I tend to usually think I'm the baddest bitch in the world. And just lately, lately, not so much. I guess it's part of that same thing that you're talking about, that there's just this energy out there that's making everybody second-guess themselves.
Yeah.
On lots of levels. It's weird.
That's well,
why,
yeah,
you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, one of my nieces tends to take these little quizzes and stuff. And so one was, you know, your best characteristic. And so she got this honesty thing. And to be perfectly honest with you, I think that brutal honesty is not so good, okay? But I thought, wonder what I'll get. Well, you know, I got confidence, and I was shocked as hell. Because that day I wasn't feeling real confident. and somebody went, but honey, you've got that in spades. Well, you know, not always, but I thought, how interesting was that? And to see some of my other friends that I knew real well take that, and what they got was kind of shocking too. I think a lot of us just aren't feeling as confident, and so it's, you know, it's almost like there's a strange thread in the fabric of the universe. And somebody needs to yank it out.
Exactly. Cut that son of a bitch in half. Stop it.
I've
noticed it too. A lot of people are like, you know, everything feels weird. Everything feels wrong. You ever just have those times where nothing seems right, nothing seems to go right? I even posted the other day, everything I touched turned to shit. It really did.
Well, you know, I think it's kind of like, you know, learning to ride a bicycle and you fall off and you skin up your nose and you
got
to get back on that bicycle and keep on, because pretty soon you're going to be able to maneuver it again just fine. You know, And I think that that's the thing. A lot of people are you know, feeling really needy because their magic doesn't seem to be working and so on and so forth. But I think we all need to remember, all of us magical practitioners need to remember that, you know, we are the practitioner and we move in direct energy.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't direct it just right, then by God, we need to start over and give it another shot.
There you go.
You know, it has nothing to do with our ability. It just means our aim was off. Well,
true. I need to write these gems down. I swear to you. I'm ready. I know. Because sometimes, I mean, I don't know what you've heard from other people or what you tend to hear in general, but a lot of the time when I'm dealing with folks like us, you know, there's a lot of, you know, well, it didn't work. I feel I'm not feeling it, the energy right. It's not working for me. Maybe I'm, and then they bring everything into question. Maybe I'm on the wrong
path. Yeah.
Maybe I should try a different branch of magic. Maybe I should this. Maybe I should that. And all of a sudden, everything comes into question, you know?
Well, and you know what I find, that the problem usually is that people are not being honest with themselves about what they want.
Yeah.
You know, magic always works.
Yeah.
And that's a given. It always works. But the problem is sometimes we think we want one thing when we want something entirely different. And maybe it's simply human nature not to admit to yourself what it is you really want. But if you don't, and you don't move the energy in that direction, then, you know, it's not going to turn out as you envisioned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your best friend talked you into some kind of a financial scam and you lost your money, and what you really want is for your best friend to have to grovel at your feet and shit the money and give it back, then that's what you need to do instead. You need to work toward that instead of doing a money spell. Because if you really want the other thing, if you get from a money spell the equivalent of what you lost, you're just going to see that as icing on the cake. What you want is that original money. And they're two different things.
They are two different things.
And, you know, and the universe doesn't have a brain. So the universe, all the universe really is a conduit through which we direct energy. But it doesn't make judgment calls about whether we're being selfish or not. It's not capable of doing that. All it
is
a living, breathing web of energy. That's all. But it can't think. It doesn't have a mind.
That brings up a very good point. Because, I mean, honestly, and I tell people this all the time, but I didn't even correlate the fact that, you know, sometimes it's like, in the back of my mind, it's like, am I being selfish? You know, that thought pops up. I didn't even think about that. And that's probably, you know, stopping me up sometimes.
Well, you know, I think women probably have, a bigger problem with that selfish thing than men do. Because I think as little girls, you know, we're taught don't be selfish. You know, you need to nurture, you know, you need to be compassionate, so on and so forth. And, you know, and nobody ever tells you that tending to your own needs is not selfish. What is selfish is expecting someone else to do that for you.
Yeah.
Oh, the wisdom is coming down like rain. Hello, I hope y'all are taking some notes. Yes, indeed, because I know I am.
See, this is why I love you. Right. You always act as if I've said something remarkable.
And you know, you can laugh at me if you want to. I'm good with that. The fact of the matter is that, and I don't say stuff to kiss your ass. I don't have to do that. I don't
know
anybody, but the fact of the matter is that your your view of things is always something I need to hear. I always come away with something that I didn't have before. And to me, that's like the greatest gift you can give a person.
Aww.
Is knowledge, is another way of looking. Because, you know, when you're just being who you are, the general you, you're not looking at any perspective other than your own. When somebody walks in and says, hey, here's a whole other way to look at what you're doing. Now what do you think about the things that you're stuck in? And it just makes to me. And if it means something to me, I know it means something to a lot of people. Because I'm not that fucking unique, okay? So I know which one to make. So for me, it's like one of the greatest gifts of the gods to have you to, like, say, well, you're doing this perhaps because of this, and it's never with, like, holding a stick over my head saying, bad girl, or anything judgmental. It's always, I love your delivery, and I love the stuff I learned from you. So, like I said, I'm not unique, so it couldn't just be me. But, yeah, that gives me another perspective, because part of my problem is that I do waffle as far as, well, what do I really want? Well, one minute I think I want this. And it's all around the same situation. One minute I think I want this, and then I'm like, oh, no, I don't want that. That would just mess up my entire life. Maybe I want this. So, yeah, I don't throw magic on it because I know I don't know. But
well,
the perspective that you give me is like, well, wait a second. Maybe if you figure out X, you'll understand why Y is happening. There you go.
Well, you know, the other thing is, you know, try this one on for size.
Uh-oh.
If you work magic towards something and you wind up with what you don't want, that's not the end of the world either.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because you still control the energy.
True.
So undo it. Now, you know, I think we've talked about this before. You know, when I was a baby witch, I wasn't supposed to work magic. and you know, and that's like telling kids not to have sex. You know, they're going to do it to make sure that they have condoms and they're protected. But to tell a baby witch don't work magic, oh, forget that. They're going to. And I made some huge, huge mistakes. And I couldn't tell anybody I did it and couldn't get any help to undo it because I wasn't supposed to do it to start with. So, you know, I spent a lot of time learning how to undo my shit.
Yeah.
But it still wasn't the end of the world, you know, and that was probably the only way that I was going to learn was by, you know, because I'm really stubborn. So by making mistakes and then having to figure this out on my own. And, you know, and I think that's a much better teacher than any spell book in the world.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've made some pretty radical mistakes from a magic stamp. Damage I caused lasted with me long enough that when I think I want to do some magic work on a certain thing, I then stop and back away from it because I've seen some of the results of some of the spells I've cast.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, not so smart. Maybe we should rethink this bullshit. You know, and
well,
I have these conversations with myself.
And you know, and that's good. And planning and rethinking is good to a point.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what I found is that some people are so concerned about getting it right that they wind up dragging their heels on it, and they miss the shot.
Yeah, that's me. Okay.
You know. So you know, it's like, damn it, do something. You know, right, wrong, or indifferent, do it, and then clean up your mess. You know, and besides that. You know, it's kind of like building a house. You can't do it without making some mess.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, is that true.
You know, so do it and then sweep the floor later if you need to. But you know, do something. You know, I watch people miss their shots all the time. Most people do this like with the two things that they seem to do it with the most are love and money.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You know, you know, it's and magic is magic because it always works. But
yes, it does.
There are times when it works better than other times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you
yeah.
know, and when you first get the urge to do it, that's when you need to get busy. But you
yeah.
don't need to drag
oh.
this out for 6 weeks, okay? Because by that
yeah.
time, you could lose your house, okay?
True.
Yeah.
Or you could lose your shot at this other
yeah.
person that you'd really like to have in your life.
True.
Yeah.
And
true.
And so, you know, there's such a thing that, you know, not being prepared and not planning is one thing, but I am not sure which one is worse. You know, if you need
mm-hmm.
money, by the time you decide to do something, you really should have done that last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, maybe love not so much, but you need not to drag this out for weeks on end. You know, because
right.
if this person becomes interested in somebody else in the interim, while you're just sitting there under an apple tree thinking about this, then things are going to be a little tougher to turn this situation around.
Oh, that's true.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I'm really blessed in the sense that I don't have any, there's really no severe, horrible issue going on in my life. And again, I know you're going to laugh, or maybe you won't. But since I started using the oils as part of my daily rituals every single day and using my gree-gree bags every Thursday I feed them or Tuesday, usually Thursday, I try to stick to all of that. And it really, it helps me focus. It helps sharpen my aim, and I really love them. And even though I've done a lot of whining in the past hour, I can't, you know, my life is, there are people who would be happy to kill me to get my life. It's true. I have a really charmed life. I do. So I'm really blessed. So,
well, you know,
you.
I am too. You know,
mm-hmm.
I get my blessings by blending those oils and putting those gree-gree bags together.
Ah.
Yeah. And so, you know, gosh, I love them too. But, you know, I'm blessed too. You know,
mm-hmm.
There are people who think my life is much better than it is, but because they think all I do is sit around all day and paint my toenails. But,
awesome. No, not exactly. I've talked to you during a rush. I know what it's like when you're like, I've got 17 sewing orders backed up. I got to do all this right now.
Yeah. But you know, by the same token, I am very, very blessed. You know, I have a roof over my head. I'm not too hot and I'm not too cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not rich, but you know, we're able to do a few things for needy people once in a while.
Yep.
And if I need something, I don't have to worry that I'm going to have to rob Peter to pay Paul to go and get it.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I consider all that to be great blessings, and I have wonderful
mm-hmm.
friends and wonderful customers.
Yes. Yes.
And not everybody has that, you know. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, in fact, as soon as I got home, I was thinking, oh, God, I need to have a September sale.
That would be nice.
You know, I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, you need Dorothy to have a September sale so I can buy stuff. Thank you.
Well,
yes.
Well, we're going to bring out something different.
Ooh, tell
I
me.
Am bringing
tell me
out again. Bitch Be Gone Spray.
Hello.
Awesome. Put me down
but,
for
you
one.
Know, with people. And it says so on the back of the label. I did the label today. But it says so on the back, but this is serious. You need not to be spraying this on your body or, you know, spritzing the rooms in your house with it. You know, this is strictly for spritzing on a poppet, that you're using for somebody you want to be gone, or spritzing in an area where your target's going to walk.
Can I bring it to the grocery store with me and just spray it on people that are trying to get me to go to their church?
Yeah, that's cool. You know,
I seem to attract those people.
You know, if you've got nasty neighbors, it's also great to spritz along the fence line, you know. That's new. And the other thing is I am bringing out sample sizes of the room sprays.
Nice.
Instead of 4-ounce sizes, this time I'm going to bring out 2-ounce sizes.
Sweet. Her size.
And that's great too for people who are traveling on a plane, because you can't carry on anything more than 3 ounces of something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it all has to fit in a little Ziploc bag. So these are 2-ounce sizes.
Yeah.
So you know you can carry them on in your little baggie with your other stuff that you think you need to carry on, you know, if you want to. And so that's good. And the little bottles just arrived today. So I'm excited about that.
Did you hear my dissertation on what I used Bitch Be Gone for? It was just before you came on the air.
No, I didn't because, God, as bad as this sounds, I was downstairs watching some music videos I hadn't seen before. And then I ran up the stairs. And then I told my husband, I said, oh, God, I've got to run up the stairs so I'm not late. So no, I didn't hear what you were using Bitch Be Gone for. Please tell me.
Okay, well, and now I'm going to get yelled at, but that's okay because I'll take the yelling at. I was talking about the fact that I travel with your oils, and I was telling the ones I bring with me all the time. Because I live in the country part-time and I live in the city part-time.
Uh-huh.
So one of the things that I carry with me is the Bitch Be Gone. And I was telling Sis, not only have I cast spells with it on other folks, but I do, in fact, use it on myself on occasion because I have a temper. And I use it to keep myself on a more even keel because I do get pissed off during the day because of all the people I have to deal with at work. So I actually have used it on myself. So go ahead, tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, what I would actually use instead of that, you know, now if you haven't had any interesting side effects from that, that's fine. But, you know, that worries me a little bit because, you know, it's got rattlesnake bone in it.
Okay.
No,
I don't know why that's supposed to scare me. Tell me.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, it does me because I would be afraid that venomous part of the rattlesnake doesn't have venom in it. Okay. But you know that you would harbor that, and then it would all come out eventually. Okay. What I'd actually use for that to keep a temper in check would probably be Poof.
Okay, I have that. Which
is a banishing thing.
Okay. I'll do that. All right. I told you I had my pen ready. Now I know why. Okay.
But if you haven't had any interesting side effects from that, okay. But that's not something that I would recommend anybody to do because that's not all it's got in it.
Okay.
It's got a lot of hot foot stuff in it and so on and so forth. And so, you know, it's like, But I'd use the Poof oil instead because it will take care of the problem.
Okay.
And it's a lot more gentle on your spiritual side and your emotional side.
Okay. I wrote it down because I take notes when you're on. Okay, I'll do that. Because I don't know if I'm – well, now I'm worried that next week I'm going to totally blow up at somebody and
take
them down.
Okay, here's what you do. Since you use the oils all the time,
I do.
Start out next week with just a drop of Poof and rub it on your temples.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to write that down. Rub on temples. Hang on. Taking more notes. Sorry.
What I do, I put most of the oils on and the sprays, like, every morning before I get dressed.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I was keen on, you know, I had to have a poison ring. You know, now, I haven't had one since I was, like, just out of high school, you know, because they were very popular in the 90s. But I had to have one, and I got a really pretty one with a moonstone in it. But I took a white piece of fabric, and I dabbed a little bit of almost every single oil aside from the Bitch Be Gone. And I soaked it in the oil, and I carry it around in the poison ring.
How cool is that?
Isn't that cool?
It's, I'm like, and I probably need to re-up it. I dabbed something on it earlier. I think it was Armed Guard because I didn't put that on there before. Yeah, it's like I feel protected. Even though I've been feeling weird off and on this week, and I think, like you said, that's something in the air, it's like I've noticed the difference in the way people treat me since I've started using the oil. You know, like I was telling you, I carried all the oils I had in March with me to go to this thing called the Mad Monster Party here in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And I wound up, you know, I bought a ticket to get in, and I had some friends, and I wound up hanging out at their table for a while, but I met Leatherface from, you know, because it's a horror convention.
Yeah.
I got to flirt with Tom Savini.
Mm-hmm.
I got a glimpse of Elvira. I didn't get to talk to her, but, I mean, it was like I wound up getting into the VIP lounge and going upstairs and meeting Patricia Quinn from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Uh-huh.
Oh my! She just walked in, and I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, I about pissed myself, you know?
Well, and, you know, part of it is that the oils, gosh, and now I guess I'm going to get a cramp from patting myself on the back, okay? But,
absolutely.
But the oils actually seem to bring out the self-confidence in everybody who uses them.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you when you are confident in yourself, other people take notice of you. You somehow, you know, you walk into a restaurant and suddenly heads turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I have watched this happen with people. And it doesn't matter what you look like.
Yeah, and it's
an
amazing feeling.
Yeah.
It really is.
And, you know, and people who you wouldn't dream would ever take notice of you or speak to you are suddenly right in your face following you around.
Yeah.
And
it
that
was
all
insane.
That all has to do with, you know, your own self-confidence. You know, a confident woman is a beautiful woman, and it doesn't matter if she weighs 400 pounds.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have watched that happen, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Love
so,
it.
Yeah, and I'm going to be really honest with you. I have no idea why those particular oils seem to do that. But they do.
Oh, yeah.
and I just got to say thank you because, yeah, they really literally have changed my life.
Oh, thank you.
Since the moment I got them. No, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. No, it's crazy. It's like I was actually just speaking to Raina about that. Because I go to this particular grocery store, and there's a guy behind the counter, and you know he's a cute looking kid, you know he's way younger than I am, but he's just like, oh my God, he's all about the Dorian, you know, and every time I'm in there, I was talking to him today, but you know it's like, oh yeah, here I'll throw in a couple of these, you know, because he works at the meat counter.
Uh-huh.
I'll throw in a couple of kebabs, or I'll throw in, you know, an extra piece of fish. No, don't worry about it. Super sweet guy. It's just like, oh, I love this. I, you know, so that from that moment on, I wear the oils every single day. So I was like, yeah, I need to get a refill actually pretty soon here.
well, that's okay. I'm gonna, you know, I've got to do the sale page. I spent most of the day today doing labels for the little 2-ounce bottles because it was like, oh my God, how much do I have to reduce these, and so on and so forth. You know, so they'll fit around and not overlap too much. You know, and so on and so forth. And so I spent the day getting all that ready. So, you know, probably Monday, I am going to start working on the page. You know, the only problem with the sale is if I start it on September 1st, I am going to be out of pocket from the 4th through the 9th. So I'm thinking maybe I ought to really start that like around the 15th. Field orders, you know. But I think I'm going to run some specials on candles too, because candles, my cost on candles just went up, and so they had to go up on the website. Yes. But I may offer them at the previous price, just for social media.
Cool.
Perfect.
And see where that goes, because this is a good time for people to stock up, because you know Hallows is coming.
It is. Oh, that would be awesome, because I could use some for this will tell you I'm always in the market for quality candles.
Good.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to give that's a consideration too, and there actually may be several sales pages connected, because
awesome.
I think this would be a good time for a big blowout sale since I didn't do anything for July or August. So anyway, and hopefully there's still enough interest. So that'll be good. So
I
think there's interest. I definitely think there's interest.
Okay. Well, so what are you ladies going to do for Hallows?
Oh, well.
Have you thought about that?
Yes, I have. We usually have something at the country house, and we have a whole bunch of people that show up for that night and have a big party. However, because of what might or might not happen with my work schedule, I may be in Tennessee. So I don't know yet. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's interesting. Nashville specifically for business.
Wow.
And I will most likely, if she's here, I'll be there. If not,
yes,
I'll
be
at the homestead handing out candy and scaring the local children. I got to say, though, it's funny because, you know, sometimes the adults will look at me because I usually don, you know, not that I'm dressed like as a witch per se, not the Hollywood witch, but I do wear my cape and I do wear black and, you know, I do my makeup. And it's funny, though, the kids, they know, you know, it's like just the way they look. They're like, okay, you're the real deal, you know? And there was a lady, she came up with her little girl, and the little girl was kind of hesitant, and I just kind of winked at her, and she was like, oh, okay, you're a good witch, you know?
Yeah.
But the mother didn't speak much English. And she's like, you know, kind of looking and pointing up and down, like, you know, what are you supposed to be? And I said, bruja, you know, which is Spanish for witch. And she goes, And then she kind of, like, gave me the once-over again, and she was like, oh. You know, and she looked at the candles on the table. She looked at the fire pit. She was like, oh. Okay. You know, like, grab the candy and they left.
Oh God! Well, I'm gonna give out candy too. I am too, but you know, on Hallows night. But yeah. I'm going to do my own little ritual by myself that I do every year to help souls cross over. And, you know, I think it's going to be a really, really busy evening.
Especially
you know,
this year.
Well, yeah. And, you know, and it's odd, too. I was thinking today, back in the 90s, I was living in Missouri, and we had all those horrible floods. And that year, I did the Hallows ritual and, you know, cast circle. And this it got really, really humid in there, and this smell. There was this real almost claustrophobic, and that's the only way that I can explain it. I know that odors are not claustrophobic, but this was, and it suddenly occurred to me that part of that was all the plant life that had died and rotted. So you know, it's not just human souls. You know that, and I don't know if anybody else has ever experienced that kind of thing before. But you know, everything has spirit, and it's all got to cross over.
That's true. I never thought about that.
You know, you have animals. You know, plant life, all of that, and I think this year is going to be really different, kind of like that too, because we've had just recently, there's been so much flooding and so much drought, and it's kind of like Mother Nature has been culling the herd. Is the only way that I can, I can explain that. And this is going to be an interesting Hallows. I have no idea what's going to happen, but this year I'm going to be prepared for it. because it knocked me for a loop when that happened in the 90s. Because I had never experienced anything quite like that.
It's probably, I wonder if that's like, what? I don't know, if it happens like every, like, decade or so.
You know, there is, and this is not going to be a popular thing to discuss because I'm kind of opinionated about it, but, you know, there's all this talk about global warming, and, you know, and that I'm not going to say that's not so. So I don't want a whole bunch of emails explaining global warming to me because I understand, okay? But on the other hand, you know, Mother Nature does her own thing with or without us. You know, and I want people to go back and look at their history. You know, we had the Ice Age that took out all the dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing that the human race, you know, did or didn't do to start that up or could have done to prevent that.
Right.
There are lots of things that happen. You know, you look at a lot of the natural rivers and lakes, especially with natural lakes, and every so many years, the lakes themselves will turn over. You can see, you know, you can see it where one day the water has maybe moss on the top of it or algae on the top of it, and a couple days later it's muddy because it is turning over. It's rejuvenating.
You know, I never even thought about that.
And so Mother Nature does her thing. And, because she calls the herd, whether the herd is water is amphibious or it's plant life or it's the human race or it's environmental, she does her thing.
Isn't
and there's not a damn thing we can do about it. So, you know, now, I don't believe in littering, and I do believe in being as environmentally conscious as possible.
There you go.
But for those listeners out there who think going green means not flushing the toilet but once a day, I take exception to that. Because I'm going to flush my toilet.
I need to flush. I'm just saying.
So, Well, apparently you've never stayed with anybody who thought that was a waste of water.
No, I haven't, actually.
Once.
I'm glad to stay. No.
Once, and that was probably, like, the longest fucking week of my goddamn life. Oh, God, it's so nasty.
I'm not going to be environmentally conscious to the point of being unsanitary. I'm done.
Exactly. I'm very conscious. We recycle. We don't. I almost had a hoarding problem. I could use this for something else. And I've recently I've broken myself of that. It's like, you know what? I haven't used this in a year. It needs to go. I've been decluttering my whole house.
When we moved this last time, there was stuff that I had been carting around forever.
Mm-hmm.
And there just mm-hmm. wasn't a place to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And there were certain things I didn't want to move. And so Goodwill made out like bandit. Just like a bandit. Okay? And
yeah.
I can't even
mm-hmm.
tell you how many truckloads of stuff I sent Mark down there with. And I haven't missed any of it. And so now, my biggest mess is always I need supplies for Wicked Witch Studios. And so if I'm tripping over things in my office now, it's because I've got supplies that I need to use up because only a certain amount of that will fit. But I've gotten to the point, too, where I really think about what I'm going to do with something before I ever bring it home.
Yeah.
I was so good. I bought a pair of flip-flops. There's a certain brand that I love and can't always find them. And the ones I had were like 5 or 6 years old and worn out. And while we were in Michigan, I found a pair, and I was so good. Mark couldn't even believe it. I was so good. I put them on and made him take me to the dumpster to throw the other ones away right then. because they weren't, the old ones were not coming back home. That was bad, So the box and that all went away. But I was listening too about this collection of tarot cards. I think everybody goes through that.
Mhm.
I had a gazillion decks.
Yes.
And some of them I had, just because they were pretty. They didn't read well for me, but they were pretty. I mean, I could read them, but, I just didn't. Those weren't my go-to cards. And so lots of people have wound up with tarot decks as gifts.
Yeah.
Because I have a few that I've never used that were given to me by the artist. Who are friends of mine, and so I will hang on to those for sentimental value. But, they're only a couple decks that I actually use. And I looked the other day on a shelf, I think I've still got 6 decks that need to go somewhere.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
The good news is they don't take up much space, So.
Yeah.
if
you've got another one of the Domino Divination decks by Raymond Buckland, I'll buy it from you.
I don't think I've got that. I think that went away, I think.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's quite all right. Sis actually gifted me a set of them, and it's like, okay, I need to copy these because they're out of print. So I need a copy
mm-hmm.
and make another set,
Oh, God.
Don't worry, you might actually wind up with mine one day.
Yeah, I know, because I like yours, too. Your new one.
Yeah.
She actually made
a set.
Ah.
Well, I was working with Jade Luna on... an Astarian, we actually call it the Astarian Star Deck.
Uh-huh.
It's just another divination deck. It's not really tarot per se. It's just another one of the Oracle decks.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we're working on it. So that's we're hoping to make that available pretty soon as well.
Cool.
Don't worry, you'll get a copy.
Right. See?
You'll get a set just because we're friends.
So do you work magic with your tarot cards? Either of you?
I actually do not.
Why not?
You know, I've done it once. And I think actually it was one of your spells. It was because somebody pissed me off, and I took one of the cards, and I wrote the rune symbol on the back of it and burned it. And yeah, it was pretty effective.
Well, you know,
but that's
what I suggest people do is if they're gonna work magic with the cards, and the cards have to be destroyed, or they have to be kept in a certain place, I recommend that they make a copy of that, you know, so that they can use the copy, you know, for the magic. But, you know, there are, the first, you know, there is a series of everyday magic books I did. Yeah. And the first one I did after Everyday Magic has been out of print forever, but it was Everyday Tarot Magic.
Oh.
And, yes. And this was a whole book of using tarot cards for magic, and like taking a particular series of cards, and you know, when everybody was had desktop computers.
I remember.
I still have one too. I love my desktop, and I will probably always have one. But you know, taping those, you know. You know, anointing them with oil and taping those to the CPU to bring in money because I have this online business. And, you know, there are protection ones and all kinds of stuff. And it was really, really great magic because, you know, if you're using the depictions from a set of cards that you really jive with, then you know exactly what that card means, and that in and of itself is its own magic because you look at it or you glance at it and automatically without any conscious effort, the power of the meaning of that card pops in your head.
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh.
You know, the thing that's so great about symbolism is that, you know, if I say Windows 8, everybody knows the first thing that pops into their heads is, that's a pain in the ass, okay? but if I just say window, you get a whole different picture automatically in your head because a window is something you can see through. It's protective.
Yeah.
It keeps your heat and cool in. It keeps the bugs out. And if you raise it, it lets air in. So, I mean, but you don't even think about this. The word conjures the picture, kaboom. And so what happens is your unconscious mind and your subconscious mind work together. And they immediately, when that word is spoken or a picture of that is, you actually glance at a picture of something, it automatically bundles all the data you've ever collected about that particular thing and sends it to your conscious mind automatically.
Sure.
Huh.
And this is why symbolism is so important in magic.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm doing a money spell, and I plop down a $100 bill in front of that candle, I know what that means. Or if I mark a dollar sign on that candle, you know, that aligns me with that energy. But I don't have to think about it. So, so symbolism, you know, helps you to align with the effort at hand.
That's awesome.
Well, I actually just found one copy of your book.
Oh, Everyday Tarot Magic?
Damn it, I was going to
already got it. Too late.
a bitch.
Bought it. I found one available in the United States, and the only other copy I saw was in England.
Well, you might be able to find it. Wait a minute. I don't know if you looked on eBay or not, but you might be able to find it at half.com. If you're not familiar with half.com, a lot of times they have out-of-print books available.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And sometimes cheaper than you know, the Amazon marketplace.
Wow. Oh, I didn't go to Amazon. I actually went straight to eBay because I am the queen thereof. And I got the one remaining copy that was being sold in America.
So you didn't get my copy.
I hope you didn't overpay for it, because if you went over to Amazon.com to the marketplace, you might have been able to find it really cheaply.
I got it really cheaply.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
But it's worth its weight in gold to me, so I really don't care. But that's
okay.
So there you go.
That's exactly why, though, you know, symbolism is so important in magic. You know, and this helps. There are a lot of people that say that they don't visualize well.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have these particular symbols that are very familiar to them, that are in tune with the effort at hand, they really don't have to visualize much because it's right there.
Yeah.
And it automatically, you know, pops up and puts them in tune with things. So
I love that.
So you don't have to focus too much.
If you can look in a direction, this will help you. Very simple. I like simple because I'm very simple-minded, don't you know?
Oh, well, that's not true. But, you know, magic needs to be simple. You know, people think it's rocket science. You know, I feel questions from people all the time. You know, that they're so afraid they're going to screw something up. And, you know, it's like somebody ordered some of my oil packages.
Yeah.
And then said that the only criticism he had was there were no instructions. And so, you know, I had thought at one point in time about, you know, making a page for Wicked Witch Studios that, you know, to connect them with a how-to page. But, you know, in a way, that kind of shoots me in the foot, because if people, you know, if I do that for people, then, you know, it keeps people from buying my books where I explain a lot of this stuff.
Yeah,
well,
there you go.
You don't want to see that.
But maybe you should never assume anything. You know, I know what the military says about, you know, assume. But by the same token, I would have to assume that someone who buys an oils package from me would have already figured out what they're going to do with it
and have
some basic knowledge.
Well, yeah, and not only that, but the fact of the matter honestly is that when you put together a package, you already state in the title what it's for.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it was like, you know, the question became, you know, is this just for dressing candles, or are there other things I can do with this? Other things you can do with that are just as broad as your imagination.
Exactly. I use them for everything. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
another thing too. You know, you don't want to limit what people use it for.
No. And
I
really don't. Because you can add it to your bath water, you know, you can put it on you. You know, people with sensitive skin probably need to do a patch test first, but I've never had anybody be allergic to any of it. You know, put on the soles of your shoes, on your light bulbs. I mean, there are just all kinds of things that you can do with this stuff. And, you know, some people have a more vivid imagination than I do. And so, you know, I, I wouldn't be surprised at anything that somebody actually did with this. You know, you can anoint amulets, talismans, you know, candles, puppets, all this stuff with them. You know, your money.
Your credit card, your doorknob. We went through a whole list of stuff last time you were on, didn't we?
Yeah.
Like all the different apps. I mean, you can apply it however you best focus your magic. And if you don't know what that is, that's part of the thing you have to figure out on your path and use it for that. I use chairs on, I put the oil on my hands and put it on my hands on something I'm trying to change. Or on a doorknob, like you had said. Remember we had talked about the cash flow on the doorknob?
Yeah,
brilliant. And protection oil on the inside and outside of each door going in and out of your house and on the windowsills if you want to and on the light bulbs in the house. And, oh, yeah, there's a million and one things.
You know, the other thing is with the flying monkeys, with the protection stuff, I like to drive. But if I'm on a long trip, sometimes I zone out.
Yeah.
You know, I start thinking about other stuff. And what I have learned to do before I take off is I put a little bit of flying monkeys on my hands and I rub my palms together. And then I rub it all over my steering wheel.
Oh.
And I also put some on the soles of my shoes that day. Just a little bit. I mean, not enough to make it slick, you know, so you're not going to slip and fall or any of that stuff, okay? But believe it or not, it keeps me more alert.
Well, that's a good trick. I never thought of that because I drive a lot. I mean, I drive a lot for business and back and forth from the house, so that's really good for me to know.
Because, you know, it tends to keep me, doesn't just keep me alert. I tend to notice things that I wouldn't normally notice, like somebody five cars ahead of me that seems to be, can't seem to stay in between the lines. It's like, okay, maybe until this person gets in another lane way away from me, maybe I don't want to get ahead of them.
Right.
Maybe I want to stay right here where I am so that idiot doesn't sideswipe me. Yeah. And, this kind of stuff. Oh, hell, they teach you that in driver's ed. You're always supposed to pay attention to the five cars around you. But this is not something I would be apt to notice six cars ahead of me normally.
Right.
Yeah.
But I find that I do. Because, you know, flying monkeys is designed to protect you from north, south, east, and west, and all areas in between.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so, you know, I find this really, really valuable when, you know, I'm doing a 500-mile drive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long-ass trip. Yeah,
and, you know, and it also keeps me aware of my gut reactions to things. You know, I have thought, usually when I have a half a tank of gas and I'm on a long trip, I will stop and fill up.
Yeah, that's me.
I never let myself get below that because, you know, occasionally my GPS lies to me. And it's taken me on some merry little detours out in the middle of nowhere. And even though my car gets 50 miles to the gallon, I don't want to be in the middle of nowhere on gas fumes.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But there have been times, you know, when I have pulled off the freeway and looked at the gas station and gone,
Yeah,
and
me
pulled
too.
Right back
me
on
too.
And gone another 10 miles.
Mm-hmm. I've done that. Oh, I can't even tell you how many times I've done that.
But you know, it used to be that I would go, I don't know about this, and then I go, oh, Dorothy, this is ridiculous. Pull in and get the damn gas. And then found out later that something had happened close to that location.
Yeah.
After I was gone.
Oh, yeah.
But I could have been right in the middle of it.
Yeah, that freaks me out, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, so it also tends to protect me from that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you travel a lot during the year, so that would be a cause for concern, totally. And with as much travel, I mean, I drive back and forth a bit over an hour just to get from one location to the next. So,
well, you know,
yeah.
The other thing is, too, you know, if you're flying, put something on your hands and rub the handles of your suitcases, of your luggage.
Since,
are we out of time?
No, I was just wondering what that was.
I have no idea. I was wondering, too.
Do you hear that?
Yes.
Yeah, I hear music.
Oh, no, I don't hear music. I thought you were talking about the train that was passing by.
Oh, well, maybe it was a train. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
it was a little distorted on my end, so it sounded like some kind of a digital something going on.
Oh, no, it's a train. Sorry.
Okay. But anyhow, since I've been doing the flying monkeys on my luggage,
yeah,
my luggage has always arrived, and it's usually the first on the carousel.
That's awesome.
And everything has been inside it, because there have been times, and I'm not the only one this has happened to. There have been times when my luggage has been rummaged through and something was missing.
Not good. Very bad.
Well, yeah, because people are crazy. And I don't care if they're bonded or not, they will still steal from you. But, it's not
true.
A good to file a claim on.
Yeah.
So, it really has, protected my luggage, too.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah, because I usually put, a lock for one of those. It's a small one that, the lock itself, it's like steel cable, but it's bendable, and it's a combination lock. And, I bring it to the YMCA with me all the time. But, the last time I flew was to Boston in 2011. It was July of 2011. And that's pretty much when we got them. It's like, no, you're not getting into my luggage. Get the hell out of here.
Goodness.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I would put that on my luggage that I travel with too. Even though I'm not necessarily getting on a plane, I have luggage everywhere. I have luggage that where my laptop is, where I drag it into the office, and I'm not in my office every second of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And if that'll protect my goods and my papers and. Dorothy, I don't know if you can relate to this or not, but when I get to my desk, when I get to my office, I'm at my office 3 days a week. When I finish pulling out all my papers, girl, it looks like a tornado has come through. I have paperwork. It's everywhere. It is everywhere. And then I'm constantly shuffling and reshuffling back to find which paper in particular I'm looking for.
Okay, I can relate to that because I can't work neatly.
Me neither.
I've never been able to, and my desk always looks like a cyclone hit it. And when I straighten everything up, I can't find anything anymore.
It
looks awful to everybody, but it's an organized mess to me. I can usually reach into a pile and pull out exactly what I'm looking for. And
there
the only time that it really gets straightened up is when I can't reach in and pull that out, and then I have to hunt through it, and then a bunch of things get thrown away, and I find it, and it's all good. But, I worked for a real estate securities firm at one point, and my boss was a neatnik. And one day he got really undone about my desk, and he cleaned things up over a weekend. He went in and cleaned things up. I couldn't find a damn thing. And so, So he's fussing at me about this, and I said, other than that, let's take that off the table for a second. Are you disappointed in the quality of my work?
Right.
And he said, no. He said, you're amazing. And I said, well, I'm amazing because I work as I'm comfortable. And it, and if the, you know, so, you know, but this seems to be, you know, a point of contention between us, you know, how I keep my desk. Maybe, you know, he says, well, you know, your desk is one of the first ones people see when they come in here. And I said, okay, maybe the answer to this, you know, I've got two answers for this. I can quit. Or maybe we can move my desk where it's out of public view.
Ah.
And, you know, because I really don't want to quit, but, you know, if this is going to be a bone of contention between us constantly, then, you know, you're not going to be happy with me no matter what.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And so, you know, he thought that that was a good compromise, and we did that. And we moved it out of view, my desk out of view of his, so he wouldn't have to look at it. Yeah. But yeah, you know, one of the things, too, if your desk is like that,
yeah,
I would, and I'm sure that you do straighten up your desk from time to time. The next time you straighten it up, take some Flying Monkeys oil and do the corners of your desk to protect your stuff.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll see. Always looks like another great idea.
Yeah. So, I didn't know that this was going to be an infomercial tonight, but I guess it's turned into one, huh?
Hey, product placement is important. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, there are just so many things that can be done with oils. And, you know, of course I think mine are the best. But, you know, there are a lot of good oils out there. So, you know, if folks have any kind of protection oil on hand, they can do this stuff and, you know, and still get great results. So, you know, as much as I would like to sell all my stock, that, you know, people need to use what, you know, what they've got on hand. So, you know. Yeah,
however, if you don't have any on hand, we know where you can get it.
Okay.
Exactly.
Just say it.
Look at my studios.
That's
oh,
right.
Goodness.
That's right.
Awesome. So, yeah, I made Flying Devil oil, like, I don't know, probably last year, I think, and it was like, you know, because I think at that point I was actually broke and I needed it in a pinch. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to make some. So I made some up and it was like I was mad enough when I made it. So it's like, bam, almost immediately. I love
it. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my God, yes. It's all about intent, you know. But there is something special about your stuff. That, I mean, it brings that out because I've bought products before, you know, that it's like, oh, okay, well, this is going to answer all my problems and, you know, and having somewhat confidence in it, you know, but it didn't work, you know, and there's something about yours that it draws out the confidence, you know, even before you use it. You know, all you have to do is take a whiff of it or even hold the bottle, and it you exude that. You know,
well, thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. Like I said before, thank you. Because, yeah, it's been a lifesaver. Yeah,
oh,
especially
oh,
this year. This year's been tough.
It, you know, gosh, it must be because I actually do bottle each individual bottle myself. So that's got to
be
it, right?
Yeah, we're slowly sucking you dry.
Oh, God, I hope not. I don't think
don't
so.
Don't tell her that. She won't make any more. No.
I know. I'm kidding.
You know, I have been, we were talking about blessings. I have really been blessed to not have the amount of psychic vampires sucking me dry that I used to. And, you know, I think sometimes it happens to me without me even realizing it until I'm just exhausted. But, I think that's the way it is with a lot of us, you know, because people would say when I was doing all those appearances, they'd say, God, Dorothy, you know, you need to shield yourself. And it's like, yeah. No, I can't do that because if I do that, then the people who are coming to this festival or this event or whatever are not going to be able to get from me what they need. So I can't do that. I'll have to deal with that after I get home. And
right. And
lately, you know, I have been really blessed because it's almost like the gods put some kind of bubble around me now, so I don't get sucked dry anymore.
And I think, too,
it's a matter of me refusing to. You know, I've always got, and people are going to think I'm lying about this, but I'm not. I've always got about 10,000 messages in my email inbox.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some days when I look at some of this stuff and I go, you know what? It's not that I can't, because I can do anything.
Yeah.
But I don't want to deal with this crap right now. And in a few days, in a few days, then I go back to it, and I get these important things answered. Because people do have questions and so on and so forth. And I've also discovered that, you know, no matter how carefully you answer some of their questions and no matter what kind of a solution you give them, and I give people lots of solutions that don't cost them money. It's not like I'm always trying to sell them something. it's like, oh, honey, you need to blah, 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 blah. And, so this isn't going to cost you a dime, just do this. I do that a lot. But sometimes with people, no matter what kind of good solution you give them, they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they keep after you until, I finally say, okay, look, I'm done now. I've told you what to do. It's not that you can't. It's that you don't want to. And I can't help you. If you're not going to do what I've recommended here, then, now I'm at a loss. I got nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm done. And, I actually had some woman pull the race card with me on that.
What?
Yes, she did. And the fact of the matter is, I don't know with most people, I don't know if they're pink and purple polka dotted. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have time to be Googling people or going on Facebook and checking out what their photo looks like. If they're emailing me privately, I'm not on Facebook then. Their picture's not showing up, and a lot of people don't use pictures of themselves anyway. So I don't pay attention to that.
Yeah.
And finally I had to say, no, honey, she didn't just go there with me. She went on and on and on about how my people had mistreated her people and so on and so forth. And so, finally I just emailed her and I said, honey, I don't know what color you are, or I didn't, until you told me. I'm refusing to help you now because you're lazy. you asked for advice. I gave it to you. You've decided you don't want to go that route, so I got nothing. So this is why I'm not helping you. And, of course, I didn't hear from her again, but I thought, oh, good grief, of all things. Just, sometimes I think that people just don't think things through before they act.
Yeah. It's true.
Well, it's like they have a knee-jerk reaction, but the difference is they have a keyboard in front of them to act on it. You know, and I've been guilty of that myself. I think I just yelled at somebody on Instagram like a couple days ago, because just something really, you know, they said something racist, and it was just completely like, well, why did you go there? Why would you go there? You know, and they were trying to defend themselves. I'm like, no, I'm calling you out on your bullshit. But, yeah, you know, a lot of people without a reason will have a knee-jerk reaction, and it's just whatever is in their head, they type it out. It comes out their fingers.
Well, yeah, and I think, too, that a lot of people, or maybe with the racist crap, I think a lot of people are so used to other people being racist that they assume that, you know, if you say no, it's because of this.
And it
took me 24 hours because I was so appalled that I couldn't even answer that. It was like, oh, my God, I got to sleep on this. Because I'm going to say some things that perhaps I shouldn't, and I need to figure out what the best way is to handle this. And I'm not even sure if I handled it right or not. You know, I didn't hear from her again. And, you know, I have quit long, long ago. I stopped Googling myself to see what people were saying about me. because sometimes they were saying things that really hurt my feelings. It happens. And there was no good response to any of that.
Mm-hmm,
and so, you know, if you don't, when people are saying nasty stuff about you, your best bet is no response, because that steals their thunder. They can't bait you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but that was a hard lesson for me to learn. I think, you know, there has been an awful lot of racist crap that has gone on this year too. Well, in the last couple of years.
Well, especially with what's going on in Ferguson, you know, it's just, I am finding out left and right what people are like. I don't know how many people I've deleted because of this.
Here's the thing. You know, I do not believe that the general public, sometimes I think the general public is fed too much information, and sometimes I think they're not fed enough.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure with criminal investigations and so on and so forth that the general public needs to know everything. On the other hand, I think some of the information that was withheld early on should have come forth early on, and perhaps things would not have gotten so violent. But, you know, now witnesses are all disagreeing about what actually happened. People are fired up on both sides. I don't think, you know, 10 people can see a train wreck. And when you question them about what happened, all of them have very different responses to that and tell very different stories. And none of them are lying. They simply were viewing it from different angles. So they're telling the truth as they see it. The truth and the facts are entirely different animals.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So I don't think, you know, at this point, I don't think we've got all the facts. And, you know, I'm not taking sides either way on any of this because I would like to know what the facts are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, I will say this. You know, when you start a lot, when you make up a slogan for something and you use that with your political views or personal views or whatever, you align yourself with that.
Yeah.
I have a real problem with the no peace, no justice thing. Think about that a minute. Mm-hmm. What they're aligning themselves with is no peace and no justice.
Yeah.
I would tweak that slogan. You know, it's the same thing with Hitler and the Nazis and the swastika. The swastika going in a clockwise fashion is actually sacred to Ganesha. It's a sun symbol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it brings plenty and abundance and and victory. Hitler used it going counterclockwise. And his aides told him, no, no, you don't want to do this. This is a death and destruction thing, and this will destroy our whole platform eventually.
Yeah.
Because you're aligning yourself with that. And while he did horrible, horrible things before it happened, they were right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what he did was he cursed himself with that.
Mm.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing in his case.
Well, no, it wasn't. But, you know, but if you want to take over the world, that's not the way you go with that, is
correct.
What I'm saying. And, and so it was poor strategy on his part. So, you know, and the other thing is, you know, it's not just a black-white racial thing. You know, racism is on lots of different levels with actual cultural races, okay?
Yeah.
All races, okay? Because I have seen blacks and Hispanics, you know, going at it. And, you know, and so on and so forth. I have seen, you know, the religious right going at it with the Muslims. This kind of thing, you know, it all comes under the category of bigotry, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I think, too, is that all of that could come to a screeching halt if people would quit throwing their cultures, their races, and their religions in other people's faces.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because a lot, you know, a good number of people now don't really pay any attention to race or culture, or we don't, unless somebody tells us, we have no idea what religion they are, really.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Until they point it out to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think just being pleasant to each other would damn sure go a long way to helping all this mess.
You know, I totally have to agree with you. And I totally have to interrupt you because, we are almost out of time.
Okay.
This goes by so quick. Every time you come on, I'm like, no, why can't we have more time?
Well, it was probably a good stopping place.
No, seriously, so, I could go on for hours and hours.
And hopefully we'll get there at some point.
Well, hopefully we will. And I hope until the next time that I think these great ALS challenges are wonderful, but I would like to challenge everybody to do something nice for a stranger until the next time I'm on, every day. Just one little thing, even if it's just a smile or a good morning.
Well, you'll be very proud of me. Last week I was in Walmart, and I paid it forward. I paid for a woman's groceries, and she almost started to cry.
How wonderful.
Aww.
It was so fun. It was like the most fun thing I had ever done. I thought it was amazing. It was so fun.
I am proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you, too.
Thank you. She was surprised, and it just came out of my mouth. I said, oh, by the way, I want to pay for her groceries. And the woman went, what? I said, yes, we'll pay it forward. You know, you did something nice for somebody, so now you can do something nice for somebody else. And she was like,
aww.
She called her friend while we were on the line. She said, you're not going to believe what just happened. This woman just bought my groceries. It was hilarious. Oh, no, but it made me feel good. I did it for me. I mean, I did it for her, but I really did it for me.
Well, yeah, because it does. It makes you feel warm and fuzzy all over.
It does. So, yeah, I agree with Dorothy. I second that. Everybody do something nice every day, even if it's small, even if it's just a smile. Do something nice for somebody. I like that.
Exactly.
Okay, well, we're out of time, aren't we?
Yes, 2 seconds left. So we're going to go into recording. But we love you.
Love
we love
you.
Having you on. Cannot wait until you come back. And
love y'all, too. Y'all have a great, great night.
You too. Send me the links when you do the small bottles. And
I'll
we'll promote them. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Love
you.
Thank you. Love you too. Bye.
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 All right.
Oh,
and we are now on recording.
Her.
So I
okay.
love her too. So
really.
We are going to say goodnight. We love you guys. Great blessings. Have an awesome week. Hopefully
yes.
next week will be better. But we'll see ya. Bye.
Bye.